This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Karen this evening. I'm just going to ask Karen a few questions to hopefully get an insight into how she's got such great results. Ask about any difficulties that she might have experienced, as I'm sure there's thousands of people who will be listening to this who will find it very interesting and very beneficial to listen to. So, Karen, please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hi, I'm Karen and I've been at the DBCC about 8 weeks.
Awesome. And what results have you achieved in that time, Karen?
In that time, I've lost 10 pounds of body fat and equally I have dropped a dress size.
Which is awesome, very well done. What were your struggles, if you had any, with weight loss before the DBCC?
I think the biggest thing was I was a member of a gym, I had a personal trainer, not that I went that often, but I had a personal trainer once a week, I went to the gym once a week, but actually I didn't lose any weight, didn't make any difference despite spending all that money.
And how often were you training?
About twice a week, once with a trainer and once on my own.
Right, okay. And how long was that for, if you don't mind me asking?
I've probably been doing that for one. 18 months, 2 years.
Right, okay, so quite a long time. So that was how you were trying to lose weight before. Had you ever lost weight using nutrition and exercise, or had it always been one or the other? I mean, did your personal trainer advise you on nutrition, or?
There wasn't much advice on nutrition. I've never really been on a diet as such.
Uh-huh.
I've always just cut down, reduce things.
Reduce the amount of food you're eating.
Yeah, reduce the amount that I would have to drink as well.
Right, okay. So in terms of diets, you've never done that, you just reduced the amount that you were eating and stuff. And how did that go? Did you find that you lost weight doing that, or?
I used to, when I was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to do, just cut down, stop drinking during the week, that kind of thing, and it would drop off. But as I got a little bit older, that strategy wasn't really very successful.
Doesn't work as well. Okay. What does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
I think I'm a lot fitter, and the way that I eat is a lot different, but it hasn't been that difficult for me, I don't think, to change my eating habits.
Yeah, okay, so you had some good habits, I think, there beforehand, didn't you?
I did, but they have changed.
Yeah.
My eating habits have changed a bit.
Okay. What specifically, if you could pick out anything has changed in the way you're eating?
I'm not eating as much pasta and rice as I've done before.
Right.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I also don't seem to have cravings for things where, like at work, there'll always be cakes and biscuits, and in the past there's no way I could have not eaten a cake or biscuit. Since kind of going on the metabolic damage solution program, I don't seem to crave those carbs anymore.
Right, okay. So you've kind of got through that as well, which is awesome. And how often would you say you train with the DBCC at the moment?
I try and come in 4 times a week.
Awesome.
I'm not always in 4 times a week, but that's my goal.
That's your aim, which is a great amount of time. So you've increased your training as well. How else has the DBCC helped you in any other ways?
I think in terms of my training, it's been convenient and easy for me to pop in here on the way home from work. And it's short and sharp and fast, so there is you just seem to come in and go out really quickly, so it's not a great big time commitment.
Yeah.
Having the weigh-in.
Progress tracker,
I think it's officially called. It does keep you motivated. Especially when you can see how much actual body fat you're losing, not just weight.
Yeah.
It is actually body fat.
Makes it more specific, I suppose.
It does make it specific, and I can definitely tell.
You feel different and stuff.
And the nutritional advice.
It's been helpful.
And part of the supplement advice has been really useful as well.
Awesome. Do you have any specific tips for nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone who's listening who is currently maybe trying to lose weight at this point in time?
I would just say give it a go, because I would sort of put myself as a fit, happy person, but it really doesn't matter, because you can work at your own pace. There's lots of different people here who have different abilities.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the nutrition, it's just sticking with it, and if you can stick with it for the first couple of weeks or so, it genuinely does become a changing habit.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's great to hear that you've changed your habits. With you saying there's different people of different abilities, obviously I'm aware of that. Obviously you wouldn't have been aware of that when you came through the door. Was that something you were a bit nervous of?
Yeah, it could be. You never want to look like you're the lightest weights and things, and that I wouldn't be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that young, but there are some younger people here. It really doesn't matter.
Did you find very quickly that wasn't the case, and it wasn't a very judgmental place that you were?
Yeah, absolutely.
Within the first session, would you say?
Yeah, because the encouragement's there, and you're accepted for what you are and who you are, and the weights that you can do.
Which is awesome. Any final words, Karen, before we finish?
Just thank you, because I do genuinely feel great. I do, the fact that I dropped a dress size has just made me feel so much better.
That's awesome. Good. We enjoy having you here. That's awesome. I'm glad you enjoy it. Thank you very much for your time today. And if you've been listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. Karen, I want to thank you for your time. This is Nathan from the DVCC in Milton Keynes. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.